Chen Yi will be our other composer for this program. Born in Guangzhou, China in 1953, the same year as Xingxing Luo, she studied piano and violin as a child. She came into contact with the traditional music of her country during the Cultural Revolution, when she, like Xingxing, was forced to relocate to the countryside for 2 years. At age 17, she was released to serve as concertmaster and composer for the Beijing Opera Troupe. In 1977, she enrolled at the Central Conservatory in Beijing. In 1986, she became the first woman to earn a master's degree in composition in China. That year, Ms. Chen came to the United States to study at Columbia University. She completed her doctorate in 1993 and became composer in residence for the Chanticleer Men's Choir, the Women's Philharmonic, and the Aptos Creative Arts Program, all in San Francisco. Then she joined the composition faculty of the Peabody Conservatory, and in 1998 was appointed to the faculty of the Kansas City Conservatory. She is a recipient of the Charles Ives Living, a $225,000 prize awarded every 3 years by the American Academy of Arts and Letters. We're going to hear Chen Yi's Symphony No. 2. It is a darkly expressive piece. Color and atmosphere, mood and movement pervade the piece. No Western melodies here. Rather, the powerful unfolding of Chen Yi's inner world. I'll read you what she says about the piece. Commissioned by the Women's Philharmonic in 1993, this one-movement work in Largo is dedicated to my dearest father, Chen Er-Nam, M.D., who devoted his whole life to the people in his motherland. Since the time I began to understand human beings' sincereness and honesty, ignorance, servility, and avariciousness, a voice of yearning for civilization has haunted me continuously. It is impossible to return to primitive simplicity. We have to perfect ourselves and bring civilization to more people in the world through education and social reform. My Symphony No. 2 contains the experiences of waking up to reality, introspection, and longing. There are multi-line melodies and bass voices in the opening. The heavy background atmosphere is interrupted by the sound of sharp percussion, which symbolizes the sparkle of the sudden epiphanies. Following a period of sincere meditation presented by the solo flute, cello, and clarinets, the music is expressively brought to a climax. The ending, presented by soft, lingering gestures on percussion and sliding harmonics on strings, carries a mysterious dream toward the future. We'll hear it now with the Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta.